At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Our question, now, what did you spend a lot of money on whether you wanted to or not? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tyson. Welcome to the Mint Room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
So I'm in a wheelchair. You've probably seen me at some of your events. I'm like the only guy in a wheelchair there. So getting my license is not simple and straightforward as, you know, turn 16, you know, get your license, you buy a crappy car, and you're good. So I had to wait till I was 27 and out of the house and kind of on my own to do it.
Is that by law or just how it worked out?
Mainly the expense of it.
Okay.
My parents were like, well, you can get your license, but, you know, how are you going to pay
for it? When are you going to drive?
Does that mean you had to learn to drive at 27?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. So in order to drive, I had to get hand controls. And in order to drive with hand controls, you have to get a consult with a driver rehab specialist. And that cost me about $650 right there.
Can all cars be modified with that device?
Yeah. Most hand controls are interchangeable. So if I were to drive a different vehicle than what I have now, they would just need to go in and change the bracketry to a different vehicle.
All right. Okay.
Which is nice. When I got my vehicle and I bought a brand new Toyota Tacoma, which was not my intent. It just kind of worked out that way. So I put $15,000 down on the truck itself, and I've got $7,000 until it's paid off, thank God. Learning to drive with hand controls, I used that same driver rehab specialist for driving lessons, and each one of those driving lessons was about $1,000 to $1,200 a pop.
Jeez, so did, man. Per lesson?
Oh, my God.
And I did two of those driving lessons. So a little over, you know, $3,000.
What is the mechanism? Like, what does it look like? Is it paddles or is it just like accelerating with your thumb and braking or with a different thumb?
So they're all different. Mine is mounted by the emergency brake, by the parking brake on my right-hand side.
Okay.
And it's just connected to the pedals with linkages. So basically anybody can still get into my truck and drive it normally. They don't get in the way of that. And the controls themselves, and I got the bare minimum, which were about $3,000. So with hand controls, and then I got like a little spinner knob because I only have one hand to steer use the steering wheel with.
So the hand
controls were – yeah, go ahead.
If you roll into a new car dealership, I'm selling a Jeep, right? You come rolling in.
Yeah.
What is Jeep on the hook for doing any of the modifications when you say, look, man, you know, this is my situation. Obviously, they can piece it together. Or all the modifications on you. And then also, will they do the modifications or they'll just save the vehicle and you have to take it to a third party?
Yeah. So I had already been in contact with another company in Woodinville that they do this kind of thing mainly with vans, but I'm not a van guy, and I wasn't going to be a van guy. I have a dead set on a Toyota Tacoma. That's what I've always wanted. So I wheeled into the Toyota dealership, said, hey, I want this truck, pointed to it, and then I got on the phone with the mobility company with Toyota, so I kind of had to arrange all of this. And so I bought the truck, and then I'd say, I don't know, a month later after I bought it, took it down to Woodinville, had them do the modifications, took them about 3 or 4 days. And then I had to park the truck until I could get the driver rehab specialist out from Issaquah to do a couple of driving lessons with me at $1,000 a piece.
Okay.
And then from then on.
It's worth the freedom, right? It's worth the freedom. I mean, it's worth it for the freedom.
Oh, absolutely. I rode the bus like you guys for 10 years after I graduated high school. I relied on the bus with everything. That are friends.
Do you know how much you used to... Well, forget it.
Come on, man!
Oh, come on, man. Get up and walk.
It's raining outside.
Golly, man. How long is this stop going to take?
Get on the damn bus.
Jesus, where's man?
going to work, going to the store, everything out there in the cold, waiting for the bus. So, you know...
What a pain in the ass.
I spent a crap ton of money on my license, And right now I'm actually, I've been going through some medical stuff for the past year. So my truck's been sitting at my sister and brother-in-law's place. I'm still making payments on her, but I would not sell that truck for anything.
No.
Okay. Got it set up now.
Okay, now say I go to your sister's house. I decide I'm going to steal this truck. Yeah. Can I still drive it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can still. Yeah. So, all right. Yeah.
He was saying earlier, like, they're not on the steering wheel. Here,
so it's kind of like, it doesn't...
What I'm saying, Tyson, is I'm going to steal your truck.
Exactly.
Tyson, can you...
Well, they got cameras, so good luck.
Damn it!
Well, you were saying you have the knob on your wheel. Has the cop ever pulled you over for having that knob on
there? Suicide knob?
No, because I'm exempt from that.
Oh. Man, I love that thing.
I guess I'm asking, like, how would the cop know, though? Is there something on your tag that says, hey...
Probably the license plate.
And I've never been pulled over. Not saying I should. I probably should have been pulled over. But if they were to come to my window, they would obviously look in the car and say, hey, there's, well, one, this guy's got one leg, and this guy's got hand control.
Hopefully they can piece it together.
Get this guy out of the car now.
Unless he's a real Barney Fife, I'm sure they could figure it out.
Right, yep. What did you spend a lot of money on, whether you wanted to or not? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So like I told Mike, it's not the amount of money, but it was what it was on that kind of pissed me off. It was a Redbox movie.
All right.
And, so me and my wife, we decided, let's go rent the movie. So we went to Redbox. The new, at the time, live-action Smurfs was that. So we were like, screw it, let's watch that. It was total garbage, so we forgot about the movie.
You're shocked that the live-action Smurfs did not live up to the cinematic masterpiece that was promised.
Pretty sure that won an Oscar, brother.
I know.
You didn't see the director's cut, man.
Yeah.
One night out, like after like O'Finnegan's, man, it sounded great. But, but yeah, no, totally forgot about it. A couple weeks go by, and I'm like, the hell is this red case? I'm like, oh, crap, the Smurfs. So I go overturn it. $50 later.
$50?
Late fees.
Yeah, that's why I'm pissed. I'm like, it's not the fact I spent $50. It's not $50 on the Smurfs.
I was going to say, did you try to negotiate? Like, brother, I understand your policy, but it's the Smurfs.
Well, you kept other people from renting it is what you did.
No, you
that's how they make their money.
Right? At least I saved somewhat.
I remember when Blockbuster was still the thing, and it was still VHS. You know, please rewind your tape, blah, blah, blah.
It's like a dollar if you didn't.
Man, that dollar got under my father's skin. Look, we're kids, and... any parent knows this. You tell a bunch of teenagers to do this thing, it may or may not get done. Not because you're big, but you ain't thinking about it. He said, make sure you rewind the movie. And as a kid, I don't have the 45 seconds to stand here and wait for it. So we would go to Blockbuster, man. And, you know, like a lot of times, just as a kid, you don't, quote unquote, check your work. So my dad, he would even ask us, like, hey, you guys rewound these, right? We're like, yeah, man, of course we did. Just assuming maybe the other one. We would get there. And some little 16-year-old kid behind the counter, hey, sir, none of the three tapes, that's a $3 charge. My father, God damn it! And we're like, dude, I cannot explain. If I had wrecked his car and it cost $10,000, he'd have been less angry than the $1 he had to pay because I did not rewind the Blockbuster.
There's a lot of Sunday night drives, Sunday evening drives to Blockbuster, right? I think you got it for two nights.
Right.
So we'd rent them on Friday, and there was a Three Brothers Pizza next door. Then I can remember those Sunday after, like, it's like, well, somebody's got to go return them. We're not paying that late fee.
So, I did not get busted on the charge, but I moved from Morgantown to lovely Hagerstown, Maryland.
Ooh.
All right. Blockbuster membership in Morgantown. Got everything taken care of there. I'm good to go. I took the DVDs back, blah, 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 blah. I moved all my crap to Hagerstown, Maryland. I set everything up in the living room.
Hagerstown is a hellhole.
It is a hellhole.
God.
I set everything up in the living room, you know, and maybe make 3 or 4 weeks go by. And then I go to the local Blockbuster there because we're going to rent a movie that night. I bring the movie home, whatever the hell it was. I've got my DVD player set up. I press eject. They're open to do and freaking movie from the Blockbuster that I did not put in the return case from Morgantown is still in the DVD player. But they never said anything at the Blockbuster in Hagerstown that I owed anybody money. So I don't know if they were all individually owned and operated. Or maybe,
they just didn't have the tech.
Yeah, exactly. But either way.
Yeah, because, man, they're pretty good about that. You rented a movie in Toronto, Canada, but the disc wasn't in.
Because, look, man, so when I returned that movie, I also brought that DVD back. Because I'm like, hey, man, just so you know, this is the DVD from Morgantown. Guy's like, keep it, man. And I was like, yeah. All right, cool.
Doesn't affect my store.